Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Georgia, 69178. Illinois, 031.0058339. Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm from Britain today. My name is Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Heidi Slagle Points with me. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever because we haven't done a show with the holidays. And we talk, but we're not really, maybe it's that we're old school. I'm not a FaceTimer. My kids call me on FaceTime every single time they call. And it shows up on my phone and I'm like, ugh, click. Hello.
Yeah, I'm not a FaceTimer either.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, phones are, you just talk. You could do it anywhere. You don't have to be dressed up. Nothing.
Yeah. And
yeah, the FaceTime, I'm like, you didn't mean to do that.
Right.
Call me back.
You didn't mean to. That wasn't for real. Yeah, no. So anyway, I haven't seen you in forever. It's so good to see you. I know we've talked, obviously. And this is the first show for Mortgage Mom Radio of 2021. It is Wednesday, January the 6th. We are live at 5. And if you guys want to watch us, you want to see it, you got to go to YouTube. You've got to subscribe to the channel. You got to click on that notification bell twice to turn it to all so that you know when we do come on. This is the best way for you to be able to ask us questions live is if you watch us. Plus, we want you to like the video. It helps the algorithm. Please do that for us. We appreciate it. So first of all, Heidi, how was your holiday?
It was actually amazing. I had family that came out to visit me. So, you know, it was obviously much smaller than normal,
right?
But it was really nice. It was relaxing. I had my sister and brother-in-law and my niece out, and you know, we just did a traditional Christmas dinner and just relaxed and no really muss and fuss and no drama.
Yeah. Ours was really nice too. Yeah. It's kind of same, right? We, I mean, for Christmas, my mom came over and Matt stopped by for a couple minutes here and there. And it was just, you know, chill. And then for New Year's, we did absolutely nothing. I was shocked. We made it to midnight. Zeke made it to midnight. But again, it was just my mom. Matt stopped by for, I got him for a couple of minutes. He really kind of favored my little sister this year. but you know, it was really, really nice. And it was nice to have the downtime. I know you worked through all of it for me. I appreciate that so much. There were so many times though that I was like, stop working. Hey, are you working right now? Tell me you're not working right now. So I was really trying to make sure that we were all taking the time, you know, with the holiday. And I actually got some very much needed rest. I'm back. I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go. I didn't get the home buyer workshop done that I wanted to during the downtime. I think I was just so tired from the year of 2020 that I took the time off. But great news. I've started the home buyer workshop. I came up with an amazing idea. I'm going to do one in every single show. We're going to upload just the workshop part to YouTube each week. And obviously, if you guys get on and do it with us live on Wednesdays, we're going to run a portion of the workshop. And it might take us 7, 8, 9 weeks, maybe 10. I don't know. I'm going to take everybody from the beginning. What are these words and what do they mean? All the way to the end. I've got my keys and I'm moving in. So how do you find a realtor? What are closing costs? How much money do I need? What are these loan programs mean? Everything. And we're going to go through it and we're going to do it every single week until we make it through. So, I hope that it's free education. It's advice. I'm hoping everybody's going to start 2021 off in a good step. Anybody that hasn't bought a home, we're trying to bring you that information, get you ready, get you prepared so that you can. And Heidi's waiting for you guys to ask her questions.
Oh, absolutely. I just love pop quizzes.
They're fun.
Aunt Pam's on YouTube, says hello. Hi, girls and boys.
Hi, Aunt Pam. Thank you so much for watching.
Hi, Aunt Pam.
She's one of our regulars. I love it. Anybody else out there watching us, please let us know. Say something. Say hi. Whether you're on Facebook or YouTube, we can see the comments. Matt's going to read them out loud. If you guys have questions, let us know. So we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start that workshop that I recorded for you guys earlier today. It's part one of many parts. And hopefully it gives you guys something that you need. But what I want to make sure that you do is while that's running, make sure that you're putting your questions into the feed. Because when it's done, we're going to come back and we're going to answer every single one of those questions for you. So please do that. Again, if you guys are listening to us on Saturday morning, we love that. We'd love for you to be on with us live on Wednesdays so that you can ask your questions immediately. But if you can't, we get it, and we still love you. You want to get on the calendar, you want to talk to us, please do that. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You could talk to me, you could talk to Heidi, you could talk to Carrie, you could talk to Larry, whoever it is that you know, feel the most comfortable for, ask for them, and we're going to get you an appointment. We're going to talk to you one-on-one and get you ready to go.
And speaking of Carrie, she's also on YouTube, says, Carrie and the boys say hi.
I love it. You know what I love the most about it is Carrie is stuck in a house with boys, and so am I, and so are you, Heidi.
Yes.
There must be something that is going on with all of our relationships that we are like these women surrounded by men.
Yep.
And not only that, but we are the dominant personalities, and we're the ones making the money.
Absolutely.
Right? Right? Love it.
I do have to say, though, before we go on to the workshop, we got to give a big shout out to our boys that both turned 16 over the break.
They did. They did. Yes. So Mr. Christopher, I know is he there with you?
No.
No, he walked away. Okay. So Mr. Christopher turned 16 just this week.
Yeah, 2 days ago on the 4th.
Yep. And Mikey turned 16 on December 20th. His is rough. Like, yours is rough, too, right? And then even Manny. Yeah. Manny will be 20 on January 16th. And it's so rough because you get them everything that they wanted for Christmas. At least you try. And then all of a sudden, their birthdays are here. And you're like, what do I do now?
Right.
And Manny, for the first time ever, experienced it because his girlfriend's birthday is this week. And he's like, I don't even know what to get her. And I'm like, well, that's because you knocked it out of the park for Christmas. Like, rookie move.
Right. Hold something
spread
back.
Spread it out.
Yeah. You know, and then for our kids, right? And I'm sure in your family too, is everyone's like, oh, this is your Christmas and birthday.
Right.
But if it was in August, that wouldn't happen.
Right.
Yep. They would either get the gift or not get the gift for Christmas.
Right. But I got to say with that is that they usually get a little bit better gift because people know they got to combine them, right? They got to put it all in one. They got to spend a little bit more. So it's just weird for them, I think, because they don't really get that complete separation. But at the end of the day, none of these kids are struggling.
No.
Nancy over on YouTube is making a merch request. Says, hi, lovely Mortgage Moms, modeling the hot new Mortgage Mom t-shirts. Can't wait to get mine.
Yes, yes. Nancy, I sent you your link. Go in and order.
And Carrie says, right, girl power. Can't believe I had to read that. And then Heather over on Facebook says, yep, I'm home with two boys too.
That's right. I forgot that's what Heather's doing too. It's I'm telling you, it's got to be something about our personalities that we attract. But I love it. I love my boys. I love being a boy mom. I do. So with no further ado, everybody listening, you guys have questions, get through it, listen to it. It's the very first step of workshop number one. I'm going to call it part one. You can call it 101 as though you're in college. You can call it, what do we call it earlier today?
You called it a unit, I think.
Unit one. So it's like we're back in school. We're Zooming back in school. We're on unit one this semester. So we're going to get through that. And then please put all of those questions in the comments. We want to help you. And again, if you guys are listening on Saturday mornings on Go Country, you guys want to watch it live, watch us Wednesdays live at 5, YouTube and Facebook, even Twitch. I swear we're going to get a gamer one of these days to call us and say, I made this awesome game. I make $3 million a year and I need to buy a house, Mortgage Mom. It's going to happen. Absolutely. I swear.
A couple more comments. Natalie on Facebook says, hello. I listen to you guys. I appreciate all the great information you put out there for us. I just had a question. I've been noticing ads for financial help for nurses now for down payment assistance. Is this true? I'm currently a nursing student. I'm wondering if I should wait or just apply for regular down payment assistance. Thank you so much for everything you do.
So there are nurses loans, there are nursing benefits, there's all kind, they range from anywhere from different kinds of down payment assistance programs to different kind of government programs, and they, you know, even credits from lenders for our first responders. So it just depends on what program is going to work the best. They're not usually any better than something that you could get that would be of normal down payment assistance. Sometimes maybe a little bit less in cost, but definitely something that you want to call us and talk to us about your scenario. So if you're still in school right now, you're not necessarily a nurse yet, but maybe you've got your LVN and you're working on your RN. So really, we just need to talk, kind of figure out what area that you're looking in, where you're trying to buy, where's your income, what programs are available, what's the down payment, you know, what's your debt to income, what's your credit score, FICO, we're going to learn about that here in a minute. So, you know, just call us, call the office, schedule an appointment, let's talk, send us an email. If you have questions and you're just not quite ready to pick up that phone, send us an email. That's fantastic too. And, you know, let us help you one-on-one and figure out what's the best place to, you know, fit you.
And Karen on Facebook says, great shirts. And Aunt Lori on YouTube says, hi.
Oh, well, Karen, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you sporting yours. And Aunt Lori, hi, sent you an email so you could buy your merch. Anybody that is interested in a Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirt, please send us an email. I really wasn't exactly sure if people would really want to wear a Mortgage Mom Radio shirt. I mean, obviously my friends and family and coworkers and, you know, real estate agents and people that are tied to us in the industry, I know that they would all be, you know, loving it. I personally bought like 15 of them so that I can literally wake up every single day, put my shirt on and not think about what I have to wear. It was better. I almost bought scrubs because I thought, well, why not? I mean, I'm nursing loans back to health all day, right? but anyway, so I didn't really know how well that would go over. But if there are people out there that would really like to get a Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirt, please reach out. Just send us an email. Let us know that it'd be something you'd be interested in. And we'll figure out how to make that happen. So without any further ado, let's jump into the Mortgage Mom Radio Unit 1 of the Homebuyer Workshop. And then me and Heidi are going to be back to answer all of your questions. So please make sure you're putting those into the feed, and then Matthew will read those to us when we come back, and we will answer every single one of them before we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and this is my Homebuyer Workshop. And a couple of weeks back on the radio, I promised I was going to do one entire workshop, all brand new, make sure that it's all completely up to date for 2021. The last workshops that I did were at the beginning of 2019, so quite a bit has changed. But I decided, you know what, a 3-4 hour seminar, workshop, webinar, whatever you want to call it, that's pretty difficult to try to sit through. So I'm going to actually break it up into pieces, and I'm going to do one piece at a time. We're going to start from the beginning. Some of the information is the same. Things like terms don't change over time, but then we're going to get through everything. And this course is going to take you. So if you come week to week, every single week for the next 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks, however long that it takes us to get through every part of the process, you will actually see a new workshop with all of that information. If you think that this is really great, you love the information, you want to continue to follow, continue to watch, please subscribe to the channel. It makes a huge difference for me. The algorithm is there, gets more people watching. Please like the video and make sure that you guys do click on that notification button. That is going to let you know when I've uploaded the next part 2, part 3, part 4. So we're going to get you through all of it. But this is a new 2021, making sure that we're up to date with everything. Again, some of this is going to be very similar to workshops from the past. Things don't really change very often. And some of this is going to be brand new because guidelines do change and we are in 2021 and things are a little crazy. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right in. And if you have any questions whatsoever, always feel free to reach out. How do you guys do that? Give me a call, you check the podcast, you get on the phone app, and we're going to go through all of that with you. But you can always reach us at the office, 844-935-3634. So let's go ahead and get started. And we'll go from there. Not working, Matt. Not working, Matt. All right. So, like I mentioned, the best way to get a hold of us is get the phone app. The phone app is absolutely amazing. It will do everything for you that you need. I mean, you can listen to the podcast and old shows. You can go, you know, straight to videos on YouTube. You can apply for your loan. You've got a calculator. You can run a calculator and know what that monthly payment is going to be. And it's not just, you know, the calculator from Zillow or Redfin or Realtor. This is real. These are real numbers. If you're not putting 20% down payment, there's mortgage insurance. If you're a vet and you're not considered, you know, disabled with the VA of 10% or more, you're going to have to finance your upfront funding fee. And, you know, these are all going to get taken into account in this calculator. So very, very important when you're trying to decide where do I fit? What is going to be comfortable for me? What price range is going to work? That you are actually looking at the correct numbers. Here in California, not all states, but because I live here, I'm going to refer to California quite a bit. We reassess based on your sales price. So 99% of the time in a rising prices environment where homes are appreciating in value, your real estate taxes are going to be more expensive than the taxes from the seller. So if you are using a calculation from online, they're going to use the current seller's taxes, and that's not going to give you a real representation of what that monthly payment would be that you should be counting on and working on and budgeting with. So text the word MOM to 36260. You're going to put 36260 in as the actual telephone number, and then you're going to just put MOM, and you're going to get a link to our phone app. Go ahead and click on that link, save it to your home screen, and you are good to go. Again, you guys can watch the videos, you can go do your calculators, you can listen to the podcast. There's even an affordability calculator. So if you're a little bit, you know, shy, not quite ready to pick up the phone and give me a call and talk to me and start that pre-approval process, and you're just kind of trying to figure things out on your own, use the affordability calculator. And the one thing that I can tell you is that 99% of the time, that affordability calculator is pretty conservative. So we're probably going to be able to get you to some higher numbers than what you're going to see from there. But it's a great starting place. It really is. So that is the phone app. You can call us from the app. You can email us from the app. You can anything that you need to do, you can do from that phone app. So that would be the very best way to contact us, get that, you know, calculator on your phone. It is the best tool you could have at the point that you're out and you're looking at homes or you're surfing the net and you see one that you really like. You can immediately open it up, run the numbers, run the payments, and know whether or not that's something that's going to work for you. If you don't know what to actually plug in to the calculator, you can see the calculator on the screen, and it's having you put in your purchase price, how much percentage down are you going to do. It has you put in an interest rate. So if you don't know what rate, send me a quick email from the app. Tell me what you're trying to do, and I'll give you a conservative rate that you can throw in there just for payment purposes. Taxes, 1.25% is usually the standard tax base. It's kind of the underwriter's mortgage loan officer's guide to what they use when they're pre-approving a borrower. So use 1.25. If you know that the property has Melrose or special assessments, or you know that the property taxes are lower than that in the, you know, area where you live, or you know that they're higher. I mean, Texans, I got to tell you guys, your taxes are really high. Arizona, you guys have great taxes. You're actually pretty low. So again, if you guys want to know what to plug in there, I am here for you. I'm here to help you. Send me an email right from that phone app. Tell me what you're trying to do, where you're trying to buy, and I'll tell you what numbers to plug in there so that you can truly be running numbers to make sure that this is something that is going to be affordable for you. So what do we got next? Here we go. How do you contact us? Okay, so we just kind of went through that. We've got our phone app, obviously. Text the word MOM to 36260. We are on Facebook. Every Wednesday, we are live at 5 on Facebook and YouTube. So if you like YouTube, subscribe to the channel. You like Facebook, you guys have to follow us, I think is what it is. You're going to follow the page. Make sure you put your thumbs up on the page, and you'll know when we go live. So those are great ways to contact us. You can always call us. That's the best way. And when you call us, you're going to get an appointment to talk to me. literally me directly. I swear, I promise. And if it's not me, it is somebody from my team. You'll talk to Carrie, you'll talk to Larry, you'll talk to Heidi. You've seen all of us on the show. We are all real persons doing this for a living. And you're gonna talk to somebody here. But 99% of the time, you are truly going to talk to me. So give us a call. Matt's going to get you all set up with an appointment. It's 844-935-3634. All right, you've got the contact us. What comes next? Let's see if we can get my pointer to work this time. All right, buzzwords. So this is going to be the name of this week's show is Real Estate Buzzwords. And the reason I say that is, you know, what in the heck are they talking about? And you can see I put that up on the screen. There are so many words that mean things that are mean the same thing, and they're using the same words that mean something different. And so we want to get you prepared. The best way to get prepared is to understand the lingo. You start talking to somebody and we all talk in acronyms and we all use words that don't make sense. And, you know, it's if you understand it, you're going to be able to calm down a little bit, relax. Buying a home is a very stressful process. Not only are you going to make the biggest purchase of your life, realistically, most likely, but you are putting money in, you're having to apply for a loan, you're having to qualify, you're having to show us everything about you. We're going to see your bank statements and your pay stubs and your W-2s and sometimes your tax returns and your business tax returns. And if you're self-employed, we might want P&Ls. And we're going to dig and we're going to see everything. So just that piece is stressful. And then on top of that, you got appraisals that are going on and you've got real estate agents that are showing you properties and you've got physical inspections and you have so many things that are happening that if you can understand every little piece that you understand is just going to bring down the anxiety level, which is going to help you to get through it better and easier. So we're going to jump into buzzwords. Again, buzzwords is going to be the name of the game for this show or this workshop or this unit. What do we want to call it, Matt? A unit, 101, 102, I don't know. We're going to call it a unit, but this is going to be for unit one. We're calling it real estate buzzwords, and that's where we're going. So we're going to start with an appraisal. What is an appraisal? People get very confused. They've got an appraisal and they have a physical inspection, right? An appraisal is different than a physical inspection. The appraiser works for the bank. That is me. He is working for me. Now, I don't get to select who that appraiser is. We have to make sure that it is an independent third party that is doing the appraisal. Why do we do it? Well, if you want to buy a home for $400,000 and that property is only worth $350,000, what bank wants to lend you money for something that it's not worth? We need to make sure that we're lending you money on a property that we could in turn take it back and get it paid for if we needed to. So that is something very important for you guys to realize. That is an appraisal. That is not a physical inspection. The appraiser is going to make sure that health and safety issues are there. The property has what it needs. The property is, the smoke detectors are in, your carbon monoxide detectors are in, your water heater is, you know, braced for earthquake safety, especially being here in California. If there is no flooring on the ground, we need to have flooring. That is health and safety. If there's windows missing or cracked windows, if there is, stains in the roof, we're going to make sure that that roof isn't leaking. So health and safety issues, that is what that appraiser is looking for. They are not an inspector. So that is something different that you are going to do your real estate agent once they get you into escrow, get your offer accepted, open escrow, moving forward, the first thing you're going to do with them will be a physical inspection. That is when you're going to actually hire somebody to go through the property and check everything out. Check that all of the utilities are working right and the appliances are working right and that the plumbing looks good and, you know, the roof is in great shape and, you know, the wiring and everything is good to go on that house. So that is going to be a completely separate thing, two different prices for each, and something to keep in mind that you need to have that money available for you on hand at the time that you're looking for a home. Even if we find you a loan that is zero down payment, you still need to get an appraisal and you still want to get your physical inspection. So those are very important. All right. Your closing disclosure, that's going to come at the end of the transaction. We will very many times refer to that as a CD. It is a closing disclosure. This is going to be the final disclosure that you will receive before the loan documents are drawn, for you to sign for your loan. So what we're doing is we're confirming for you all of the final loan terms. This is your loan amount. This is your interest rate. This is your APR. Here's all of the fees broken down. Here's the monthly payment. Yes, you want your property taxes and insurance included in it. And that is what your closing disclosure is going to be. You're going to get many estimates throughout the transaction, but the closing disclosure is the one that gets things started. It gets the clock rolling. We cannot legally, by law, close your loan for 3 business days after you have signed your closing disclosure. And this is on a purchase, on a refinance, owner-occupied property. Those lengths and times are actually longer. So that we'll get into on another day. But we are talking purchases and purchases only today. So your closing disclosure needs to be signed 3 business days prior to closing the loan. You need to see that. You're going to sign the closing disclosure. Then in 3 business days, I can then send out your loan documents to sign. And the loan documents will be the final documents that you will sign before we fund the loan. So that is your closing disclosure. Condo review. If you buy a condo, we need to make sure that it is warrantable. We need to make sure that we can finance it. We're going to look at the reserves and the budget for the HOA and the community. And, you know, there's things that are going to go into that. And that's what a condo review is. Contingency. All right. Contingencies are fun. Contingencies are going to be part of your contract that you write with your real estate agent. The contingency periods are for different steps along the way. And there's going to be a different number of days based on what contingency that you're talking about. So you're going to have your initial loan approval contingency. How long are you willing, or how long do you need to get your loan approved before you're willing to check mark that off and release it to the seller? So once you say, you know, let's say we do a 7-day contingency on loan approval, that means that I have to get your loan approved and through underwriting subject to conditions, but you and I are going to go through those conditions together, know that they are items that we can obtain that we feel very comfortable in doing, such as your homeowner's insurance, you know, policy or the appraisal to come in, little things. You had a large deposit in your bank account. Where'd that come from? Oh, that was a gift from mom. Okay, cool. So as long as we go through the conditional loan approval and feel very, very comfortable in all of the items that are in that conditional approval, then you would be able to remove contingency on that item, which was the loan contingency. There will also be an appraisal contingency. How long is it going to take for us to get the appraiser out there, get the report back, and get the appraisal underwritten and approved? And what the reason you have a contingency on appraisal is, what if your appraisal does come in low? Or what if there are things that do need to be repaired for health and safety that are called out by the appraiser? You need some time to go back to the seller to try to work those things out. So that's going to be another timeline of contingency. You'll have a physical inspection contingency, and we just talked about what your physical inspection is. That way you've got time to get the inspection done, go back to the seller, say you want to get some items repaired, or you want to get a credit for the cost of those repair items that you'll do it on your own. But you've got that time in those contingency timeframes. Once all of your contingencies in your contract have been removed is when your escrow deposit is then basically could be taken by the seller. You could forfeit that if you were to back out of the transaction. So they put the contingencies in place to make sure that you've got the time that you need to get all of the important things done. You've got your loan approved. You've got the appraisal back. You've done your physical inspection. Now you're going to actually remove contingencies and say, I'm in it to win it. I'm going to close this deal. Seller, if I back out, you get to keep my deposit. So that is what contingency is. Very, very important to understand those things. And your real estate agent should be taking you through the contract, all of the different contingency options, and all of the different timeframes. And you should feel comfortable with that when you write that offer. So DTI, debt to income ratio. What is that? So your debt to income ratio is all of your debt, including your new housing payment, divided by your income, your gross income. And we use debt to income ratio in figuring out how much that you qualify for. On average, normal guidelines will allow up to a 45% debt ratio. But there are loans that will let us go higher. FHA will let us go to 56.9. Some loans will let us go to 49. Some loans will only let us go to 38. So depending on what the loan program is that we decide you belong in, we will have to abide by the debt-to-income ratio for that underwriting guideline for that loan program. That debt-to-income ratio, again, is going to be all of your debt plus your housing payment divided by your gross income. Now, if you're self-employed, guys, not your gross income, not your 1099, not what you brought in all year, you're going to be divided by your net. So what did you actually tell Uncle Sam that you made after all of the expenses that you had? So self-employed, you're a little bit different, but that explains your debt-to-income ratio. Docs. Yeah, we're going to get you your docs. Docs are just an abbreviation for your loan documents or any documents that we need. Hey, do you think you could send those docs that I asked you for, Matt? Hey, do you think that, you know, we're going to have, you know, loan docs out tomorrow? Hey, could you send me that doc over again that you sent me yesterday? Doc is just a document. You're going to hear that over and over again. It's not the doc to, you know, put your phone on and charge it. But we are talking documents, actual documents. Okay, so let's get into the next thing. This is where it starts to get confusing with escrow because there's two different things with escrow. And I did actually put it on there twice. So we've got your escrow. Okay, so in California and other states, there's numerous states that are escrow states. There's other states that are attorney states. And there are some states that are just title states. The end of the day, you always have a neutral third party, depending on where you live, that is working for you. So you've got your attorney working with title. You've got the title company taking instruction. You've got an escrow company taking instruction. I did an entire show with Jennifer Davidson on the YouTube channel that you can go back and you can watch. So look for a show that was from, I would say, early December. And it was with Jennifer Davidson, and it explains all about what escrow is, what's the function of escrow, and what do they do. But basically, they are the neutral third party that is taking instruction from everybody and making sure that all of the details of the contract are being adhered to. So everything that was agreed upon is what's getting adhered to at this point in time. They take your money, they hold your money, you know, in a neutral third party place. They can't give it back to you without getting the seller's permission. The seller can't demand it without getting your permission. So escrow is a really great thing to have, but that gets really confusing when you also start talking to your loan officer about your monthly payment and your escrows. So it's totally two different things. In your monthly payment, you have an option to impound your taxes and insurance. You also have an option to not impound your property taxes and insurance. And it does depend on the loan program. So a VA loan, an FHA loan, most government loans are going to require you to be impounded, which means that you will have escrow as part of your monthly payment. And this has nothing to do with the escrow company that we just talked about. So if you have at least 10% down or more on a conventional loan, and almost all jumbo loans will not require that you do impounds. That is your choice. Most people choose to have impounds, which means that their monthly payment is going to include an escrow portion of the payment. So that would be your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance broken down into a monthly amount over a 12 months. So total per year divided by 12, that is going to get added to the principal and interest, and that's what's going to make up your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, or some people say PITI. So again, difference between escrow, difference between impounds. Totally different. Escrow company, escrow in your payment is whether or not you are impounded or not. So again, it's so much better to understand what all of this is because that could get very, very confusing if you've never been through the process before and you don't understand and somebody starts throwing words at you like you need to send your money to the escrow company and they're going to send you a document to sign, but hey, you're also going to spend $700 a month as your escrow payment with your, you know, you see that on your closing. It's very confusing. So just better to understand what each thing is. FICO, that is the credit score. That is the credit bureaus. We've had credit guys on. Go back and watch George Hartman. Go back and watch our credit cowboy. He talks all about FICO scores. If you want to know more about that, give me a call. I think most people understand what a FICO score is, but it is your credit score given to you by the credit bureau, and it is a way that credit scores are determined. FICO is the actual calculator that is being used. All right, HOA, Homeowners Association. Some homes have HOAs, some don't. That is a separate cost. It is not part of your monthly payment to the lender, but it can be a cost for the housing tract that you live in. It can be a cost for your condominium or your townhome. An HOA fee is a homeowners association fee for your subdivision. Sometimes it's, if you're in a condo, it's going to cover water and trash, and it's going to cover the building insurance, all of the ground maintenance. If sometimes it doesn't include all of those things, but it's definitely going to cover insurance and ground maintenance. If you live in a single family home that is within a homeowners association, you are basically paying to cover all of the ground maintenance and making sure that everybody that lives in your neighborhood is keeping their home in a particular order. So certain colors, no cars on the front yard, no trash hanging out. You know, people aren't parking their RVs in front for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time or permanently. So in HOA, you can choose to live in an association area or not, but HOA stands for Homeowners Association. All right. HOI, or homeowners insurance. So as I was talking to you about your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and the escrow part of the payment, including your taxes and insurance, your HOI is your insurance, your homeowner's insurance. This is not to be confused with mortgage insurance. That we will talk about later. But your homeowner's insurance is different. Homeowner's insurance is what is going to cover your home for fire, theft, sometimes flood, pipe breaks and ruins everything. That is your, somebody slips and falls on your property, that can be a pretty big lawsuit. That is what your homeowner's insurance is to cover you for, is for your home. And again, different than your mortgage insurance. So homeowner's insurance will sometimes be referred to as HOI, but that is what your homeowner's, sometimes it will be called your fire insurance, sometimes it'll be called hazard insurance, but at the end of the day, it's all the same thing. Hazard insurance, fire insurance, homeowner's insurance. That is your policy. You get to select it. You get to work on it. You get to find it. You get to call your agent, get me a quote, and that is the company that we are going to use for your home. All right. An LO, or a loan officer. I am a loan officer. I am an LO. It's one and the same thing. Again, I'm just giving you the acronyms of each. A loan officer is a person who helps borrowers acquire a loan, such as mortgages, from banks or other lending institutions. Loan officers often work directly for the bank or lending institution and can assist in determining the creditworthiness of the borrower. That is the legal definition of a loan officer. Basically, a loan officer is going to take your application. They are going to work with you to get your file set up. They're going to get your file submitted to underwriting, and then an underwriter is going to take over and get the loan approved. They're going to work with you throughout the transaction to make sure that they're helping you to collect things that are needed. They're going to price the loan, talk to you about interest rate, go through your fees with you. They're the licensed person that is helping you through the transaction. That is me. I am your loan officer. All right, your LE, or your loan estimate. So your loan estimate is going to look very, very similar to the closing disclosure that we talked about that comes out at the end. But this is the upfront initial estimate that your loan officer, your LO, is giving you. They're giving you their best guess of what they anticipate to be the fees for your loan. So you're going to get this loan estimate right up front in your initial disclosures, and you're going to go through this with them so that you have a good understanding of what to expect come the end of the transaction. That is your loan estimate. Now we've got your loan to value, or your LTV, and you'll hear people talk about that. Well, you want me to give you an interest rate quote, Matt? What's your LTV? All right, LTV is the calculation of your loan amount divided by your sales price. So if you're buying something for $400,000 and you are going to put down $80,000, we're going to take 320 divided by 400 is going to be an 80% loan to value. So we are basically just asking you, how much money are you putting down? At the end of the day, are you putting 20% down, 10% down, 5% down, 50% down? That is your loan to value. So you're going to take your loan amount divided by your sales price. If you're doing a refinance, again, I know you guys are listening to this and this is all geared towards purchase, but refinance, your loan to value is, what do you owe? How much is the new loan amount that you want? Divided by, what is your home worth? What is it going to appraise for? So same exact idea as a purchase, but that is how we come to your loan to value, or LTV. All right, Mello-Roos. All right, so Melarus is something that is in a lot of newer areas, newer tract housing. I'm going to read for you what the actual words are. It says, the definition is, a form of financing that can be used by cities, counties, and special districts, such as a school district, to finance major improvements and services within the district. So basically, you want to build a new school, and the city or the county is going to go ahead and take a loan for it. And then they're going to pass it on to the homeowners of the brand new area that they just built this brand new school in. So on top of your base county property taxes that you're getting taxed by the assessor, there's going to be a special assessment, which is called Melarus, that is going to go on top of that base tax rate. So if you are out looking at brand new homes, homes that were built in really 2000, they're usually around for about 20 years. So about 2001 at this point, 2002 and above, you could run into a house that has Melarus, which can make your property taxes more expensive and make the payment more than what you estimated when you first fell in love with the house. And it could change whether you qualify for the property. So you definitely want to be asking your real estate agent as you're out looking at properties, does this home have Melarus? And if so, how much is the Melarus on an annual basis? Then you know to add that amount per month. So if it's $5,000 divided by 12, take that dollar amount per month and add it to the payment that you calculate to know what your complete principal, interest, taxes, and insurance will be. If you have questions about Melarus, again, all of this, any questions that come up as I'm going through all of these things, we want you guys to reach out to us and ask us the questions. Hopefully you heard me earlier. You got the you downloaded the phone app and you can reach out that way. You guys can watch Wednesdays live at 5. We're on YouTube. You can always ask questions there as we're doing this. This is going to be on Wednesday. You're hearing me Saturday mornings on Go Country. You're listening on YouTube at a later date. There's always a way to get a hold of us. Go to the website, send us an email, give us a call, get on my calendar. You know, anything that you need or you have a question about, we want to hear it from you. Put it in the feed below, whether you're watching on Facebook, you're watching on YouTube, put your question in the feed. I know that it's there. I'm going to go in, I'm going to answer it for you. So whatever is the easiest way for you to get through to us, you know, feel free to do so. But I just want, these are such important things that people don't understand that I want to make sure we're understanding this. And I'm only doing these buzzwords today. Next week, we're going to get into loan programs. What's this? What's that? FHA, USDA, jumbo, you know, what are all these things? We're going to go through that next week. And then the week after that, we're going to do what are closing costs and how much money do you need? And then we're going to go through how do you get pre-approved? And then how do you find a real estate agent? And then what happens now? I'm in escrow. So we're going to go through all of these different pieces of the puzzle. It's a new year. And we want to make sure that everybody is going to become a homeowner if that was your goal this year. And so we're going to start at the beginning. And I'm going to go as many weeks as it takes until we get through the end of this. And you guys can always go back, watch us on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, turn on the notification. Every Wednesday, we're live at 5. We're going to go through a piece of the workshop. Not only that, but just the workshop's going to get uploaded for you. And, you know, we're here to help in any way that we can. So let's move on to the next piece. We've got mortgage insurance or PMI. So you're going to hear people say PMI. PMI is mortgage insurance. What is mortgage insurance? Well, I'm going to read you the definition. It says, also known as mortgage guarantee and home loan insurance, is an insurance policy which compensates lenders or investors for losses due to the default of a mortgage loan. Mortgage insurance can either be public or private, depending upon the insurer. So FHA has a mortgage insurance premium. They actually call theirs MIP. Conventional loans with less than 20% down payment have private mortgage insurance. But mortgage insurance is basically an insurance policy for the lender. If you put less than 20% down payment, you stop making your housing payment, you go into foreclosure, the lender needs to somehow guard against the losses that they're going to take. Sure, they can take the property back, they can list it for sale, they can sell it, but there's going to be costs associated with doing that. And they need to make sure that they at least get out what they lent you. So that is what mortgage insurance is all about. That is going to be an extra part of your PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. If you have less than 20% down payment, and we're not putting you into a loan that is already specific with no mortgage insurance, and we're going to talk about that in loan programs next week. But if you have mortgage insurance, it is PITI, MI, Am I? It's another piece of the puzzle. If you're buying a condo or a townhome or a home that's got HOA, it's PITIMIHOA. So just remember, those are all going to be part of your total monthly nut in buying this home. All right, physical inspection. We went over that already when I talked about appraisal, so I won't drag you through the mud. Processor. So what is the difference between a loan officer and a processor and an underwriter? All right, I'm your loan officer. I'm working with you. I'm like that guy you call, that attorney, and you need to tell me what the real truth is, and we got to figure out how to make your circle fit into a box. That's me. Your processor is going to come into play after I've submitted your loan to the underwriter. The underwriter has approved your loan subject to conditions. The processor is going to work with you and the underwriter directly to collect any remaining items that the underwriter has requested to feel good and fuzzy and warm and put that big check mark on your loan and get the loan funded. So that is who your processor is. On my team, you're going to work with Tiffany. Tiffany is amazing. She is fantastic. And she is, you know, just a wealth of knowledge. I'm always there following along. Heidi is always there following along. Carrie is always there following along. But you've got different people that are doing different pieces of the process to make it a fine oiled machine and to make it go through smoothly and to make the process good. So that is who your processor is. All right, let's see if we can get the next page to go. All right, there we go. All right, buzzwords continue. This is our last page and then we are done with this piece. So property taxes. What are property taxes? I think we all kind of have an idea. I'm going to read the description Definition. I'm going to read the definition so that you actually understand what property taxes are in definition form. It is a levy on property that the owner is required to pay. Required, guys. Keep that in mind. Required. It's not optional. The tax is levied by the governing authority of the jurisdiction in which the property is located. It may be paid to a national government, a federated state, a county, or a geographical region, or a municipality. So it depends, obviously, on where you live in the country, how they do their property taxes, who your tax assessor is, where does it, that bill get paid. But ultimately, you owe your property taxes. If you don't pay your property taxes, they can take your home. They can sell your home at auction at the courthouse steps. So you always want to make sure that you are getting those property taxes paid. If you feel that paying that bill one big chunk once a year or twice a year is going to be very difficult for you, then you want to impound those property taxes and have an extra escrow payment as part of your mortgage payment. So your T in the PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. So that is what your property taxes are. You want to make sure that you know how you're going to cover those. All right, real estate agent versus a realtor. And I get this a lot. Some people are like, I'm a realtor. And I love it. And I think it's great. So I just wanted to kind of touch on that really quick because I think you'll hear it, especially when you're trying to decide who you're going to work with. That might be one of the items that somebody's pitching. Hey, I'm really great because I'm a realtor. I'm not just a real estate agent. So a real estate agent who is a member of the National Association of Realtors, which means that he or she must uphold the standards of the association and its code of ethics. Brokers can work alone or they can hire agents to work for them. Real estate salesperson, another name for a real estate agent. So anybody that has a real estate agent, real estate salesperson's license is considered a real estate agent. If they are, or a broker is, part of, a member of the National Association of Realtors, then they can actually call themselves a realtor. So just so that you understand what those differences are, if they are a member, they do have to uphold different standards and ethics, which I think is a very good thing. And I think that that would be something important to be looking for when making that decision of who do I want to work with? Who do I want to represent me? All right, last two. We're down to two and we're done for today. So title report. Or we call it a prelim. You'll call me up and I'll say, well, I don't have your prelim back yet. I don't have your title report back. What is that? All right. So your title report, a title report is made when the report is ordered, is called a preliminary report or a prelim at the time of recording and up to the date the report is issued, which is the final title report. So that gets kind of confusing in definition, right? basically what it is that we need to get title insurance for you. If I do a loan for you against your property, I need to make sure that there are no other liens in my way. I need to be the first person in lien position so that if you do default, I'm going to get my money back. So I am going to order a title report or a preliminary title report from a title company who will do the insurance. So again, we had a title insurance agent on. We had Joe Pena on a couple weeks, I want to say into November, right, Matt? It was early November, I think, right? But we had Joe Pena on. And he talked all about what title insurance is and why you have to have it and why you have to pay for it. So something very important, go back again, watch the YouTube. They're all there. Look for Joe Pena. Look for title report. You'll find the show that we did. But we do need to have title insurance on every single loan that we do and for your property. And we're making sure that there are no other outstanding liens or judgments against the home so that we can take first position. The title report is going to show me everything about your home, from property taxes. If you're a manufactured property, it's going to show me that you did all of the paperwork to get your HUD tags. It's going to show me if you're delinquent on property taxes. It's going to show me if you have any IRS liens or any other mechanics liens that are against the property. If you have a second mortgage, even if something doesn't show on your credit report, if it's there and it's tied to your home, we're going to see it and we're going to find it. And then we're going to clear all of that up throughout the transaction. And then we're going to go ahead and close the loan. And now you've got clear title and title insurance. So that is what a title report is, or a preliminary title report. It is a title insurance company pulling all of the information that they possibly can for us and showing it to us on paper so that we understand what we're working with. All right, last one, and I don't think that I really need to delve into this one much. We had John Olkoski on. I want to say he was probably from late October, maybe right before holiday, maybe early November, maybe early November, but I think he was before Halloween, so you might want to go back to about October in our shows. But John was our underwriter that we had on. Your underwriter is the one that is actually going through your file, looking at your income, your pay stubs, your tax returns, your W-2s, everything about you. Oh, and Matt just moved our screen. He's going to fix it right now. Not a big deal. But he, the underwriter is the one that is going to give you the stamp of approval to be able to look at Matt's having all kinds of fun with this PowerPoint. Totally good. Everybody knows that I'm doing this. I'm doing it live. I'm a real person. There's no double takes. Sorry, getting through it one time and moving on. But your underwriter is the one who is ultimately going to say, yes, you can have your loan. And they are very busy and they are great. There's a lot of things, you know, about underwriters that are amazing. Wealth of knowledge. I would absolutely tell you, if you want to know a little bit more about their workload, what they do, you've thought in your mind before, hey, I might want to get in the mortgage industry. Maybe I want to be an underwriter. Go back and watch our show that we did with our underwriter, John. He was amazing. But in short, I package your loan officer. I hand it in to my underwriter. My underwriter reviews it and approves it, says, hey, conditionally, you know, as long as you get me this, I will go ahead and approve this loan. The loan goes to then to your processor, who is my Tiffany, and Tiffany then collects everything that John wants, sends it back to John. John puts a stamp of approval, and then we move over to our closing department. So lots of other moving parts and pieces in between, and that's what this is going to be all about. So remember, if you enjoyed this, you guys liked it, you felt like this was valuable information, please give me a thumbs up. Please subscribe to the channel. Please turn on the notifications. It really, really helps me quite a bit. I'm going to keep bringing all of this information to you free. It's going to take us probably 8 to 10 weeks to get through the entire PowerPoint, the entire workshop, start to finish. And I'm going to keep doing it and bringing it to you. So again, you guys can watch us Wednesdays live at 5 on YouTube, and you're going to see each piece for the next however many weeks it takes us. We're going to upload just this piece that I did right now and each week to YouTube. So if you subscribe to the channel and you turn on the notifications every time we upload the next webinar, you're going to know it's there and you can go in and watch real quick. And, we love that you guys follow, and thank you so much for your time. If you have questions, you give us a call. You call our office. It's 844-935-3634. If you haven't already, make sure you download that phone app. Text the word mom to 36260. If you tuned in late into the show, go back to the beginning, learn about the phone app. It's amazing. And we hope that you guys are loving this. So we'll be back next week. We're going into, I believe, let's see what next week is. Matt already pulled us through. So we're going to benefits of homeownership. It's going to be next week. Why do you want to be a homeowner? Why do you want to buy a home? What are the benefits? We're going to go through that next week. Then the week after that, we're going to get into loan programs. So I think I kind of jumped ahead a little bit earlier in the show. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy it. Please call us 844-935-3634. Join us on Facebook and YouTube live Wednesdays at 5. Ask your questions. We are there. We're watching it. We're putting it on. We're streaming. We're going to talk about it. We're going to banter. We're going to have a good time. And we'll see you guys next week. All right. Well, welcome back. I hope you guys all really enjoyed that. I know that it was a lot of information. I know that it can get a little bit boring sometimes. We have to take you through it. I've got to take you step by step through the process. I want to make sure that everybody is learning, understanding. You're meeting your 2021 goals. You guys are buying a house this year if you don't own one already. Heidi, I know you didn't see me record that and you just had to sit through it and watch it like you were a brand new home buyer. Do you have anything that you want to add? Is there anything that you have to say? Anything that I said that was wrong?
You know what? You didn't say anything wrong. But I do have to say, obviously, I just sat through that as if I knew none of the information, which was a little hard for me. But if I wasn't in the industry, I will tell you the acronyms are painful. And you can get different acronyms with different companies as well. And I get questions all the time from our clients, our borrowers. Well, you know, I got this set of docs. Well, does that mean my docs are going out? Oh, no. These are initial disclosures, preliminary numbers. Oh, well, I got an estimate. So is this my final? Like, I got numbers sent to me.
Are you kicking? Are you kicking right now?
No, I think that's the cat again.
Is that the cat? I love it. I love that we're live and that people are watching because this is really real stuff, right? Even if we tried to make it quiet and actually do a show and pre-record it. Look at her. Now she's running. She's running the cat out. So you guys were talking about it. Oh, there he is. Oh,
here she is. Oh, this is Monkey.
Sorry. But, it was like you guys were talking about it while everybody was watching that and you guys were talking about some noise. I didn't even know what you guys were talking about. And then all of a sudden I
heard
it right
now. Another one banging at the door.
Yeah. I love it. All right, what's his name?
But this is Monkey.
That's Monkey. Okay, so it was Gizzy that you lost.
Yeah, I lost Gizmo.
Okay, all right, got you.
Yeah, right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you are absolutely right, Heidi. Like, there are so many acronyms, and that's why I try in my workshops to do that very beginning piece, because you're like, what's a CD, LE, DTI, HOA? It's what? What?
Yes.
What? You know, and it's just something that our industry, and I'm sure every industry has their way of, using acronyms, right? I was watching, I think it was NCIS the other night, because we've seen all of the episodes, all of the years and everything. So that's kind of our show that we put on that we fall asleep to. And they were talking about something. And it was so funny because the doctor, not the old doctor, not Ducky, but the other one, Jimmy, he's in the morgue or something. And he was talking a gunshot wound, and it was a GSW. And he goes, did you know that GSW has more syllables than gunshot wound? And it'd be easier to just say gunshot wound, and it would be faster than GSW. And I was laughing so hard because I'm like, that is our industry. It is all acronyms. And you could get so lost in what we do. Yes. So lost.
And I try to type out the words when I send emails, but every now and again, I'll type in DTI instead of debt to income ratio and then kind of explain it because we get busy and we send it and it's so normal for us.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so I think it was very valuable because people going into it that aren't in our industry, they have no idea what we're talking about when we do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for everybody that's listening, if you guys didn't join us live at 5, which all you guys watching right now, stay tuned, stay where you're at. But if you didn't join us live at 5 on Wednesday, which you guys need to do, you need to go to YouTube, you need to subscribe to the channel, you need to turn on your notifications, and you actually have to hit that button twice so that you can hit all. That way you guys know that we're on live. But for those of you listening on Saturday morning on radio, we are going to continue this into Mortgage Mom After Dark and continue. We're going to go through all of the feed of all of the questions that came in during this workshop, answer any questions, laugh about anything that was said. And you guys don't want to miss that. So start tuning in, watching us live on Wednesdays. Go back. If you're listening for the first time on Saturday morning, go back and watch it. That way you can see everything that came in through it and during it. You can actually see the PowerPoint, see the words, hopefully, you know, sometimes I'm a learner where I actually have to see it, read it, and hear it. Like, I have to do it all at one time. I have to hear it and read it. I think that that's what it is, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
You're like visual and hearing, like you have to do both. It's the only way that I learn. I'm not good when people are just trying to tell me something, and I'm definitely not good if I'm reading it by myself, but if I'm hearing it and reading it at the same time, I get it. So tune in, Mortgage Mom Radio, YouTube. Don't miss us. We hope that you guys, if you have any questions, you give us a call, you get on the calendar, you book a, you know, appointment, talk to me, talk to Heidi, talk to Carrie, talk to Larry, whoever you guys feel comfortable with. It's 844-935-3634. That is the end of the first show of 2021 for all you Go Country listeners. And now we're going to continue with our Mortgage Mom After Dark. All right. So I had to do that because we have to cut off the show, right?
Right.
What are we going to do? So let's go back through the feed, right? Because this is where the fun stuff comes. And then I think you really, we need to talk a little bit about what happened today and the events of 2021. Did, right? And yeah. Then I think that you need to tell us the meme that you found. Like, there's a, we got a little bit to get through right now. So,
yeah, I believe it's official. 2021 just told 2020 to hold its beer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We're at work. I'm trying to record that home buyer workshop, right? It's very important that I'm getting you guys all of this information. And the TV is going behind me and I can literally like see storming of the Capitol and I'm going, what in the world? And I see Matt's face and I'm, you know, talking and talking and doing my thing, but I can see him in the background going, what? What? Yeah. What just happened? Yeah, guys, we just got to make 2021 better. So let's not start this way. Let's all calm down.
Yeah, can we get a redo?
Right. It is what it is. It is what it is. So let's go with it. Go with it. Right. Doesn't matter. Yeah, what
restart back to the first and let's all think about things.
Right.
Just a little. It's supposed to be a better year.
Right. Let's just start over.
No matter who you are, what side you're on, what you want. I mean.
Yeah, let's just start over. All right, so I think that the first thing was is that we missed a message from Debbie. She said, fantastic shirts or something like that, but we were already rolling into the workshop. So Debbie, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you. And then we started getting into property taxes. So Matt, you can start reading them.
All right. Well, Heidi said she loves Arizona property taxes. And then Erica, if you're still on, you said, who put baby in the corner?
Question mark. We weren't sure what that meant, so we need to know.
Maybe because you're in the corner, Debbie.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe
I don't know.
It's the new camera angle.
Maybe. I don't know. Me and Matt were talking. Like you were like, wait, what did that mean? We weren't quite sure.
That would be two short jokes in one day for you.
Did I get one? Oh, son. I did. He did. So there's all of these people outside of the Capitol
in their riot gear. Yeah.
In their riot gear and holding their shields. And I'm working with my back to the TV as usual. And they're all coming in and watching and working. And Manny's like, hey, Mom, how did you get to the Capitol so fast? And I turn around, I look at the screen, I'm like, what are you talking about? And he literally points to this itty bitty tiny, I'm going to assume, woman in the front row where it was like riot gear, riot gear, riot gear, riot gear. He's like, how'd you get there? So I'm like, what? And so he pointed it to me. He goes, Mom, look it, you're there. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank you, Manny. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh my God.
So Dad got in, said hi. Aunt Lori said hi, Erica. And agrees about the taxes. And lots of hi's going back and forth in the comment section. And I don't know, do you want to go through your comments too? Or
nah.
Okay. So Carrie said, yeah, but the price of houses in Texas and Georgia are much less than California. That's true.
That's for sure. Yes, because Georgia... And, Georgia's got, it depends on the county that you're in Georgia. Some of them are low taxes. Some of them are high. It's kind of strange where it's not sort of like a blanket over the state. Texas, the property taxes are outrageous. Orange County, if you are in Irvine and you were built in 2005 or newer, they're disgusting. So it just kind of depends on where you're at, but, yeah, Texas and Georgia have fantastic prices of homes, right?
Yeah, and Ann Laurie said Arizona prices are high, I think. To which you responded, California and New York take the cake in home prices.
They do. And honestly, you know, Arizona is starting to get up there for sure. Vegas. I was looking at Las Vegas last night. Just, I like to just scroll. I don't know why. I haven't decided where I want to live someday when I grow up. And I was looking at Las Vegas. I was thinking, well, it's free, right? Well, not free, but, you know, there's zero income taxes, right? I'm like, maybe I need to buy a property in Vegas and move, you know? Like, I'm watching all these YouTubers and they're all, I'm left California. Graham, I left California. This one, I left California. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to leave California. So I'm like just scrolling every, you know, window shopping every night. I'm like, well, let me check out Las Vegas. And I'm like, damn. Like, look at the prices.
Have gone up.
Not only that, but like, I'm really in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm leaving California. I can go somewhere I can get maybe, you know, a couple acres, 2 acres. You know, just some land, right?
Right.
You in Henderson or Las Vegas, which I don't know where else you'd live in Nevada. I mean, obviously, I understand Nevada's huge, but like, I don't know where else you'd live in Nevada. They don't have property with land. I mean, no. You're in the millions of dollars to get like a 1.5 acre property. I mean, oof. If you want at least 3 bathrooms. I didn't even put in that I want 4 bedrooms. I want 3 bathrooms. Like, I'm tired of my family coming over and having to share the bathroom with my older children who are sloths. I mean, it just is what it is, right? They're teenagers. They're 20. They're 16. They're disgusting. I don't want my people coming over, my friends and family coming over and having to share a bathroom with my 16 and 20 year old. So I'm like, okay, I have to have 3 bathrooms. I don't care about how many bedrooms. 3 bathrooms. And I want 1 acre or 2 acres. Like, millions of dollars. I mean, what is wrong? What went down in Las Vegas? It is hot as hell.
Well, and it wasn't that long ago. There was like documentaries how people were living in the sewers because, like, they. So I would have thought that would bring like property down because nobody could afford anything.
I don't know. It's hot as hell. It's barren. It's ugly. Like, yeah. There's nothing great about it. And I'm like, oh, maybe I could go there. And I'm like, no, I'm not going there. Yeah, I mean,
it's a
I get
place
it.
To visit.
No.
Not going there. Sorry, Las Vegas, if you guys are watching. All right, or Nevada, whatever. All right, so where did we go? So then we got into Aunt Lori's water tank, right?
Oh, yep, talking about tankless water heaters. Apparently, you're looking into those as well.
I am. I think that a tankless water heater is the way to go. I got to be honest. They're not cheap. They're definitely not cheap. But I think because my water heater is obviously from like the 1982. So it's probably going to go here very soon as well. And I really do think that the tankless is the way to go. I cannot make, so if the kids get in the shower before me in the morning, I cannot fill my bathtub up all the way with the hot water I want. Mm. Tankless, it's like there's no end.
Yeah.
There's no end. The hot water just keeps free flowing. So I'm, do you have tankless, Heidi?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't. But it's so hot here. You don't need it. I mean, honestly, in Arizona, the pipes are so close to the surface that I have yet to run out of hot water. And I just had like my whole family here, right?
Oh, I was waiting for that cat to take that picture
yeah,
behind you down.
That's hilarious.
I was waiting for it.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. She's mischievous.
Yeah, I love it.
Probably the most important information that was delivered today was in the comments that boxed wine costs the same everywhere.
It does. I that was me because there was property taxes and home values and everything. I'm pretty sure that my boxed wine costs the same everywhere, which is good. So that was very important. It was a very important comment in this section.
Yes, absolutely. Good
all
to
right.
know.
Yeah. So where are we at right now? So we got a good job, guys. Dad thinks the tankless is the way to go. Hi, Heidi and Kat. He made your cat purple, by the way, probably because he's bald.
No, that's it's a bug. It's Hi, Heidi and Bug.
Oh, and okay. Bug. That was for me. I was thinking it was a purple cat. I mean, I'm trying to read. I'm trying, but it's a little far away from me. Let's see. Are Matt and the boys there too? Well, Matt's always here. You can hear him, Dad. You can
no,
hear
I think
the
he
sound.
Was asking me if they were here. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So see, okay. All right, cool. I like it. All
and
right.
then he said, if you want painful acronyms, be a cop or an iron worker. And I'll add to that, try healthcare. There are acronyms, multiple acronyms that are exactly the same that mean different things.
Right. Well, and that really is the hard thing, right? I mean, I know this is a mortgage show and this is kind of our after dark part yeah. and we can actually be who we are and we can say what we want to say. but, you know, at the end of the day, there are acronyms in every industry. And if you're not used to this and you don't do this for a living and you haven't bought a home before and nobody's brought you through the process, it's frustrating. It's like when you do go to the doctor, have you ever ended up in the hospital and you didn't know what was wrong? And they come in and they start talking to you and you're just like, it's like a whirlwind. You're like, what the fuck just happened? Right?
They do that on purpose.
They do, I swear. But it's the same way. It's the same thing with mortgage, right? You've just got to learn what does it mean. And it really will calm it down and you'll feel like you understand more, which is why we do this, right? We're doing it for the educational purpose. And obviously we want you guys to give us a call. We want to do work with you. We want, you know, this is how we make our money. You call us, we do a loan for you. That's how we make the money, but we're delivering it in the way of education. And we want you to understand, we want you to learn, and it's important to us. And that's why we do it. So, all right. So where do we go from there?
I kind of like this one. Deborah on Facebook said, LO dealing with dementia people is loved one. So you are a loan officer, loved one. I'm like, hey, there you go. Maybe you should just start introducing yourself that way.
Wow.
Like loved one instead of loan officer.
Yeah. Loved one. That's true. I never thought about that.
And S. Bolin Locos says, you're so hot.
Ooh.
So you guys got secret admirers out there.
Like it. Where did my Houseboat Billy go? They can fight it. They can fight it down.
Right?
Right? I love Houseboat Billy. He's my favorite.
Yeah, and Heather, loving the shirts. And Aunt Lori's asking if that's a hairless cat, but I believe you said not originally, right?
No, he is.
Oh, he is? Oh, okay.
Hairless.
I saw the little tufts of hair, so I thought maybe it was like a alopecia thing.
No, it's called a Canadian Sphinx. So they have hair on their tail, their paws, and their ears.
All right.
Alopecia cat. Really mad.
Balding. Anyway, it's after dark. So let's see. And then Dad says Riot Gear comes in all sizes.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
And wants everybody to move to the Ozarks.
Yes, Dad, but the Ozarks are very difficult to get to.
And Aunt Lori said, me too, I'm a scroller. Getting back to the, yeah. I think we all are in this day and age.
Just scroller?
You were saying you just scroll through stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun. You know, it's kind of cool to window shop and see what's out there and what can you buy in other areas. I mean, my thought process of like, okay, my neighbors are really mad at me. I have an HOA. I'm getting fined every other day for my RV. And so I'm like, I can't even bring my RV home anymore and open it up and dump it out and clean it and then go and store it, right? Because somebody's complaining and I'm like, I got to buy a different house. I mean, I just can't live this way. I mean, RVing is my life, right? So, I'm like rolling through things and somehow I get from, you know, Castaic and Agua Dulce trying to find a little bit of land to like, well, I wonder what I could get for that price in Texas.
Right.
Next thing I know, I'm looking in Georgia and then Dad's got me on, you know, the Ozarks and I'm like, how am I... My kids will not come visit me. They live in California. I will not see my children if I go anywhere that is not within a 5-hour drive. So I literally have to limit my move opportunity to within 5 hours, or I won't see my kids. Mikey will stay with his dad. He won't move with us. I mean, he says he will, but he won't. And Manny's definitely not coming. I mean, he'll live out of Uncle Matt's shoebox if he has to, or his truck or whatever. I mean, he's just definitely not coming. So it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to see my kids if I go too far. So this is my thought process. If I stay within a drive time of fun. Boating, yes. And off-roading and RVing. So if I stay somewhere that's within a drive time of fun, I might actually be able to wiggle those kids off my leg, but I'll definitely see them.
Correct.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
You're thinking.
Working on it. I'm thinking, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Well, this was fun. I can't even believe it. What are we at? I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah. 12 minutes? Yeah, we're at an hour and 12. Last two comments. All both right. Heather and Aunt Lori are laughing at the cat. Oh, my God, the cat.
He is pretty cool. It was actually really funny to see him up behind you, like scratching at your...
Well, I'm surprised she wasn't sitting on my shoulder.
Right. I love it.
She thinks she's a parrot.
Yeah. I'm going to have to bring Nana in one day and have her be part of the show. She's pretty funny.
Right? There you go.
Although she'd be sitting on the floor and taller than me, so, you know.
Right. A few more short jokes might appear.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God. Totally. All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed it. If you guys have any last questions, please throw them to the feed right now, and Matt will read them, and we will answer them for you. If not, we hope you guys enjoyed the show. Tune in next Wednesday, live at 5. We're going to do unit number 2 on the workshop. And anything you guys want to know in between, send us an email. Let us know what kind of questions you have, what kind of information you want to know. If you heard an acronym that you want us to explain, happy to do that. You want to get on Heidi's calendar, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. totally kidding. You guys can get on my calendar. I love it. I love talking to people. It's my thing. And we hope you guys have a great one. Download the app. Thank you. I'd like totally lost. I spaced. Download the app. Text mom to 36260. And we'll see you guys all next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Do you need me and Heidi smiling?
Yeah, I was thinking that actually. I didn't get a okay, so oh, get the cat in. Okay.
I can't see her. All I can see is the Mortgage Mom Radio's thing.
Come on, monkey, behave. Monkey's like, no.
Here, I can put you back on there. Okay. And here we go. Oh, that was good. Ish.
Yeah, she's gotta do it again because her eyes were closed, right?
No, they're open.
Are they?
Yeah.
Here, Heidi's?
Let me grab it, and then I'll show it to you. Bring this over here. Oops. Shit. See? Ooh. It's about a Manny-level smile, though.
Do you want to do it again, Heidi? You good with that?
I don't care. I can't see it, so
yeah. Oh, no idea. Oh, can she see it? Can you show it to her?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can just...
Here, we'll just do it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just got to smile.
Give me
a few takes. Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, get it. Oh, but Gizmo is so perfect in the other one. Oh, not Gizmo. Sorry, the other one. What's his name?
Monkey.
Monkey. Sorry.
Oh, another good one for the cat, but not Heidi. Okay, ready?
All right, okay. Oh my God.
You had it for a second.
All right, just smile hard. And don't move.
Okay. One more. One more monkey.
There we go.
Okay, cool. I will take that.
All right, that one worked. All right. I'm done. I'm out of here. We did it. That was actually kind of cool that we just let that run for a while, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you guys are so funny. You'd think I'm saying like, oh, suck it up. I'm like, no, suck it in. All I could see in the picture was like this big old roll over my pants. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no. It sounded like you said suck it up. Like you still had to keep going. Like, oh, God, we still have to go back. And we're, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit.
No, I haven't done anything. I was just like, oh, my God. I'm like, my roll was like, oh, suck it in, suck it in.
I love it.
So when you asked who are you talking to, I'm like, me. Suck it in. Fuck.
I love it. All righty then. Well, we did it. We're done. Next week I'll record the next part and we'll just do the same fucking thing until we run out of fucking homebuyer workshops and then we'll get back to regular shows.
Okay.
I mean, I figure honestly, nobody's calling us because...
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504. Georgia, 69178. Illinois, 031.0058339. Nevada, 57237. Oregon, Tennessee, 184373. Texas, Washington, MLO 237926. Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.